We are given a rare opportunity this weekend to celebrate the Feast of the Presentation on a Sunday. We are 40 days out from Christmas. It's hard to believe, but we are 40 days past, and 40, as we know, is a biblical number that means something special. It means preparation. It means penance. It means a time of testing. And soon, in about a month, we will be entering another period of 40 days in terms of Lent. I believe today's feast can help us understand something about our relationship with God. So let's focus on just a couple of those ideas today, because there's a lot we could unpack with this. The temple was considered to be the most sacred place for the Jewish people. It was considered the dwelling for God, the dwelling for God with his people. It was the place where one could intimately encounter the Lord, especially through sacrifices. And the building was considered the place where both humanity and divinity met. The beauty of the temple was supposed to evoke the beauty of the Garden of Eden, and so careful detail went into the construction with various elements from creation. However, over time, human sin and corruption compromised the integrity of all of that representation. And the prophets of the Old Testament would warn the leaders that they were leading people astray in idolatry, which was turning people away from the true meaning of that very sacred place. And so, when the first temple was destroyed, it seemed like God had just simply left his people. However, hope still abounded. For prophets like Malachi, whom we heard today in the first reading, reflected a time when the Lord would return and the sacrifices offered would be acceptable once again. So with that in mind, we celebrate today's feast. Coming as a little baby, Jesus is presented in the temple. And Simeon even reflects the prophetic announcement that what the Israelites have been waiting for so long is now happening. And it has happened in a way most unexpected. God has come back. The temple being the beacon of light to the nations, especially manifested through the various candlelights which were strewn all over the temple, just as we have candles throughout this space as well, was to signify that the nations were to be drawn to Israel, especially to the temple. But now, this light is restored in the presence of a little helpless child. He would be the one to gather the nations and offer the pure sacrifice by simply offering himself. God himself in humanity and divinity would reconcile the relationship by offering himself on the cross. The cross is the key to understanding today's feast. His body would be the new temple that would bear the sins of all humanity, demonstrating to all of us what we need to do to worship God. We offer our lives. We offer our lives to the living God and come into God's dwelling. The cross becomes the new altar of sacrifice, and this is what the Christians understood. So every time we gather together in this space, we represent the offering of Jesus to God, where humanity and divinity are reconciled. This building, made of various materials, is the means to gather us as the body of Christ to give thanks for his offering. The question we have to ask is, how and what do I offer God when I come into this space? Do I offer my whole life in thanksgiving to God? Because thanksgiving is exactly what we do here. Thanksgiving is Eucharist. The prophetess Anna demonstrates this today, giving thanks and praise to God. And it's not that God needs my thanks or that it adds anything to God, but it is for my benefit. I witness firsthand that God desires my heart and my soul because that is good for me. And in the action of the Eucharist, I am once again re-presented to God, along with his offering, and my relationship with him is reconciled. I too become a light to those I encounter on a daily basis. I don't just watch Jesus do that, I do it as well, because that is what God wants. He wants us to participate in that light. And so in this building, the true temple of God, Jesus' body is real and present, not just on the altar, but in you and I. May we hold nothing back in our presentation to God today. God wants it all, the good, the bad, the broken, the dysfunction, the despair, the hope, all of it. God wants it all because that is what God brought to the cross. Everything about our humanity was brought to Jesus on the cross. Therefore, we participate in that when we come to this space. What a privilege that you and I get to share in that representation every time we gather here.